Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who you putting your spotlight on this week?
Chris, I want to honor a guy that we've mentioned in the past, but he's up for another NFL Man of the Year award, so we're going to mention him again this year. Vernon Davis, the tight end of the Redskins, Chris. This is a guy, obviously, he's had a great career. I think he's been in the league 13 years. One of the great athletes that ever came out of college into the NFL to do what he did. And I just think if he had played in a few different offenses, he probably would be more Hall of Fame worthy. Not that he isn't already, but still playing at a high end and still in very good shape. But what he does off the field, Chris, is pretty impressive. This goes back since he came into the league. Right now, as far as having grown up in the Washington area, he's back at home now doing some great things. Just recently, he was raising money for the Redskins back-to-school fair. He does a lot of high school student speaking, Chris. His stress is on having a plan after high school, whether if you're a high school football player or just a high school student. He talks to a lot of kids, even that have critical illnesses, just their plans after high school. He's very concerned with doing that. So he's always willing to do things like that. He does an awful lot, again, with the Redskins have something called the Fourth and Life High School Football Forum. That also prepares high school kids for football, players for life after they're out. You know, not everybody can go on to college like Vernon did. Of course, go to the pros, Chris. And he was in a similar program like that when he was a teenager. So he's giving back in that respect. 6 years ago, he established his own foundation. They call it the Vernon Foundation for the Arts. And that's all about art, you know. And he stresses that it's not about just people looking at pictures and drawing. When he says art education and art appreciation, it's all the arts, Chris. It's jazz, it's dance and everything. And he tries to get across to kids that these are important. And they're very varied things that people can do to appreciate art in many forms. And he stresses that when he goes to talk to these young kids. And I think you'll also appreciate, Chris, he's always, he's been presented this year again with the Redskins Salute Player of the Year Award. That's given to people that have unwavering support of the U.S. Armed Forces. He's always been like that. He's gone to Andrews Air Force Base. He's eaten Army food, Chris, to get it. He wanted to put himself in the position to see what these guys go through, and he just is amazed what he does, and he's always thanking them for things like that. But again, he does so many charitable events, Chris, and again, he's a guy that's been around 13 years. We can go on and on for so many things. The bottom line is he's continuing to do it, and a very deserving guy. The fact that we've brought him up again goes to the fact that he's a very good candidate for the NFL Man of the Year, and God bless this guy. Vernon Davis, doing great things.
Yeah, no kidding, Bob. And to your point, the guys that you bring up, that we bring up on this show, you know, in this segment over and over and over again, is a true testament to them, right? And all the great things that they continue to do in very different ways. It's not the same thing all the time, right? We're not talking about the same story with those guys. This one with Vernon Davis, different than the story that we told last time. So it's great that they keep sort of reinventing ways to have a positive impact on their community. That's great stuff. Kudos definitely to Vernon Davis of the Redskins. Bob, tonight I'm going to put my spotlight on Steelers fullback Roosevelt Nix for something that he, you know, along with some other members of the Steelers organization did. A really wonderful deed this week for the Johnson family there in Pittsburgh. And the Johnson's house burned down recently, so a really tragic event for that family. They lost everything and had no idea what they were going to be able to do next. Well, the Steelers organization, and specifically Roosevelt Nix, heard about the story and then got to work on how they could assist them. So they engaged one of their local partners, a furniture company, Bob's Discount Furniture, and collectively they set out to surprise the family with a complete new house full of furniture. So what they did was Nick's dressed up as a furniture delivery guy for Bob's Discount Furniture. He posed as the crew supervisor and then showed up with a whole crew of folks to this family's sort of temporary housing that they're in. And they're going to be moving into a new home soon that the Steelers are also involved with helping to locate. But Nick's pretended to be the delivery supervisor, and he and some of the actual delivery guys came in, set up beds, a sofa, a love seat, TVs, tables, chairs, all that sort of stuff in this new house or in the current house that they're in. And boy, after they got all of that done, they, you know, the family's all together and, you know, obviously surprised that this happened, because this was sort of one of those surprise sort of things where they showed up and let the family know what they were there to do. So after everything is set up, Nick takes off the uniform he had on for Bob's Discount Furniture, showing, you know, his Steelers jersey, and sort of another sort of extra little surprise for the family that one of the members of the Steelers was there to help supervise this whole thing. So it was a moving day, pun intended, for the Johnsons and for Roosevelt Nix as well. So kudos to the Steelers, Roosevelt Nix, and of course the vendor, Bob's Furniture, Bob's Discount Furniture, for making this holiday season one that is much brighter for the Johnson family, and to coming to their aid, and certainly a really big time of need for them. Again, around this time of year, you're looking at a family that didn't have a house, didn't have furniture, and no idea what they were going to be doing for Christmas. And all three of those, the Steelers organization, Nick's and Bob's Discount Furniture, sort of comes in and gives them a much brighter holiday season. So kudos to all of them, Bob.
What a wonderful story, Chris. And maybe the only disturbing part of it is that I hadn't read about it, and that's always gets under your skin, why we don't read more about these
right.
things. And that's our point of doing this. And again, these are things that they are maybe perhaps a bit more refreshing to read about around the holidays, but guys like Nick's are doing this throughout the year, and kudos to you for bringing up that just touched me pretty big. That's a great story, Chris.
Yeah, and that, again, always our favorite segment of the show. All right, Bob, it is time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks again to Russell Baxter, Julie Voigt, Tony Collins, Chris Dishman, Todd Washington, and Ron Lippick for joining us. And, Bob, as always, great spending my Thursday night with you, my friend.
You know, I feel the same, Chris. And again, Merry Christmas to you, your wife, your family. Rest up, and I'm sure we'll have a lot more fun in 2019.
Yes, we will. Yeah. As we say, we're wrapping up 2018 here. We'll be off for Christmas and New Year's over the next couple of Thursdays. But, Bob, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, your sister, and all your friends and family there. I hope it's a warm, wonderful season for you as well.
Same to you.
When we come back in 2019, our first show will be on January the 3rd. And we've got a few of our guests lined up already. Our good friend and TNT Hall of Famer Musa Muhammad, by special request of one of our loyal listeners, will be joining us. So looking forward to having Musa back on the show. A former University of West Virginia standout running back, Eugene Napoleon, will be making his TNT debut with us. A long-awaited return for former Saints tight end Boo Williams, who is out doing some really good things in his community. Looking forward to having Boo as part of the show. Of course, Tony Collins will join us to go through our five-star picks of the week, and we certainly look forward to catching up with all of you in the wonderful new year. So, like I say, happy holidays to all of you, all of our wonderful listeners. We can't thank you guys enough. Want to remind everyone how you can follow us on social media. Well, on Facebook, we've got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to stay up to date with who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, we link you back over to our page on Podbean, and we can't thank our great friends on Podbean enough for featuring us right there front and center in their NFL fan section on the Podbean app, which you can download and take us with you everywhere you go, so you can listen to us whether you're in the car, at the gym, at the grocery store, the mall, walking around, whatever it is, you can take us with you everywhere you go. And they've got, if you enjoy podcasts, they've got great podcasts across all genres for you there. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, Take us home, my friend.
Thank you, Chris. And again, happy holidays to everyone. And we want to also thank our terrific announcer, Joe LaGenusa, for the wonderful job he always does with our intro and ads. We want to shout out to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. Until 2 weeks from now, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day.